All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner, and we are reading The Boys. It's a very popular Amazon series now. I've watched the first season, and I've read three of the volumes of the comics, so I'm not familiar with the rest. However, many of you probably haven't read the comics, and it's a completely different kind of story. A lot of stuff could not be shown on Amazon, and I understand completely why. But you guys need to see it, because it's pretty fucking crazy. And Garth Ennis, just amazing writer. Derek Robinson, amazing art. Same guy does Transmetropolitan, which we do on Alt Tech. Thank you, DC. So, here we go. The Boys, Volume 1, The Name of the Game. Looks a little different than you might expect from the Amazon series. Not too far, though. 2006. And it's a Dynamite comic, so it's DRM-free. They've had these in numerous bundles. Garth Ennis, Derek Robertson. One through six of The Boys. Originally published by Wildstorm Productions DC, but now bought by Dynamite. An introduction by Simon Pegg. As an actor, auditions are a necessary evil. An appointment is made, script pages are received, a line reading takes place in front of several dispassionates and an ominous little DV cam. Sometimes an offer will arrive without condition, requiring a straight yes or no. You never get a part without knowing about it. You never switch on the TV or settle down in the cinema to watch something you are unaware of. To watch something you are unaware stars you. Okay. Seeing yourself acting in scenes you don't recall performing would surely be extremely disconcerting. Although I can't say I was anything less than thrilled when I opened the first issue of The Boys and came face to face with a young man called Wee Huey, it wasn't a total surprise. A few months earlier, I had received an email from a colleague informing me that an artist called Derek Robertson had appropriated my likeness for a new comic book written by Garth Ennis. Had I not been a comic book fan, or indeed an admirer of Garth's previous works, I might have been a little pissed off, but the fact is, I was chuffed to bits. Apparently, Robertson had seen episodes of a sitcom called Space, which I had co-written and appeared in, around the turn of the millennium, and figured I was a ringer for the plucky little Scott Ennis's darkly funny tale of extreme hero bashing. I guess Derek assumed I would forever be consigned to culty British television and would never emerge into the mainstream enough for me or anyone else to make the connection. I don't hold that against him. I thought much the same at the time. As it turned out, a cricket bat and a zombie outbreak in Crouch End, North London put paid to that speculation in 2004, and before long I discovered that with a huge amount of geekish joy that, in likeness at least, I had been conscripted by a hard-bitten team of hero police, hell-bent on dishing out bloody justice to those corrupted by the burden of superhumanity. I bought my first proper comic at the age of 7, a Marvel UK title called The Incredible Hulk Weekly. Now remember, the reason why they had these weeklies in the UK is they would basically take a bunch of the American comics and they would kind of put them together for UK audiences. You know, so we would get like one issue of the Hulk, but they would get a bunch of different Hulk issues. Aside from its title character, who was enjoying a resurgence of mainstream popularity thanks to Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno, of course, the comic featured stories such as Alan Moore's dark precursor to V, Night Raven, and our own super flag flyer, Captain Britain. Yeah, it also had other comics, of course. Like, it basically took a bunch of different comics that had been coming out both in the US and the UK, and it put them together. And that's how UK readers got a lot of their work. And I think other readers across the European countries. Now, European continent, whatever. Now, some people may correct me on that, but that's what I was reading from Alan Moore's biography there. And hopefully that's the way it was. Every week I would pore over the pages, studying each panel, getting lost in the stories. I soon learned to appreciate the relationship between writer and artist and how the maxim being on the same page is never more fitting than when describing this vital symbiosis. Thrills, scares, jokes, and dramas are made and broken by the effectiveness of this connection. The titles I have most enjoyed over the years have seen writers and artists tossing setups and payoffs between each other like unpinned hand grenades, sharing the responsibilities of storytelling and truly exploiting the medium. With The Boys, Ennis' signature gleeful moral depravity is brilliantly realized by Robertson's sly graphics. Sick, funny, and disturbing, this rather marvelous collaboration answers an old question. Who watches The Watchmen? The Boys, of course. And they kick the living fucking shit out of them to boot. Hell, I'm in. Simon Pegg, 2007, 329. Simon Pegg is an English stand-up comedian, writer and film and television actor. He's perhaps known for his title roles in Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, and for the British sitcom Spaced. Much of his major work has been in collaboration with some combination of Jessica Stevenson, Edgar Wright, and Nick Frost. One. The Name of the Game, Part 1. Butcher. I'm gonna fucking have you, you cunt. Yeah, I know, he doesn't have the beard like he does on Amazon. Come on, Terror. Off we go, mate. And they've got this hangar, right? This hangar thousands of feet underground, and there's this UFO with a pink alien in it. Because people think they're gray or green, right? But they're not. They're really pink because it turns out aliens are gay. I was bricking it. I was looking at this website thinking, jings, what if they get us on the UFO and fruit us up? I mean, I'm not homophobic or anything, right? But I love you, Huey. You must be the only man in Scotland who actually says jings. What'd you say? You're the only before that. Well, let's make sure I'm recording all this, right? Okay, we're good. Is it too soon to say that or something? Robin, am I going to scare you off? Is that it? I knew after a week, Huey. Never mind a month. Even with everything that happened afterwards, Huey always remembered. That kiss was like none he'd ever had before. Wow. Out of the fucking way! So it's similar to the Amazon show, except there's no carnival. Miss Rayner? A Mr. Butcher to you. A Mr. Butcher to see you, ma'am. Butcher? That's right, ma'am. Big English guy? Talks like Michael Caine? That's him. He hasn't got an appointment or anything, but he just walked in. I mean, he has full agency clearance. It checks out like, send him in. Hold my calls. You disgust me, you dirty, filthy, repulsive son of a bitch. You make me want to puke. Wait till you'll see where I wipe my dick, love. Look at the dog outside. Son, let go. Son, please, let go. You have to let go. No, don't look over there. You don't want to see that. For fuck's sake, what's keeping you? Here we go. Scanned him heading south at about Mach 3. I had to compute a pursuit curve while I was sprinting flat out across the Atlantic. Walk on water, man. They never see it coming. Aye. Where exactly am I, just as a matter of fact? You're in Glasgow. America's that way. So why don't you fuck off back there, you cunt? Well, I guess I better get this chump. Ah! Ah! No! You have people to deal with this, right? Cool. I gotta get going. Ah! Can't stop the A train. He's already had... Hit him again now! Fucking do it, would you? Oh, okay, that's right. I did that wrong. Hit him again now! He's already had... Fucking do it, would you? Robin! Very similar to what happened in Amazon. I suppose you've come to offer your services. I'm here to grant 'em, love. Same old arrogant piece of shit as ever. Works, don't it? You had your knickers off you there like a fucking speeding bullet. Fucking pig. How's Dakota Bob? He ever try to slip you at length? He ever try to slip you a length at one of the weekly briefings? The president is a man of total moral integrity. Just hearing someone like you talk about him is enough to turn my stomach. Whatever you've come to say, say it. I'm busy. Been any new directives come out of the Oval Office lately? How? Come on, Rayner. I hear things. You know that. You should have called me as soon as you heard. I know why you didn't, but you should have. Made any progress on your own? As a matter of interest? Big success so far? Go on. It is fuck. What? Sorry. Is it fuck? Central Intelligence Agency, half the time you knobbers couldn't sort out a piss up in a brewery. That's now something like 200,000 suits in the world, and I'm willing to bet you've got no further than names and headshots on 95%. But I know 'em. Heroes or villains, saints or sinners, teenager golden age, I know 'em, and I know a man who does. Or I know a man who does, rather. You know a man who does. The legend won't talk to anyone but me, Madam Director, so leave it out. Fuck. You may as well go ahead, love. Superpower's the most dangerous power on Earth. There's more and more of them all the time, and sooner or later they're gonna wise up. If you can dodge bullets or outrun tachyons or swim across the sun, you've better things to do with your life than save the world for the 200th fucking time. One day you might twig what you're really invulnerable to is your humanity, and then God help us all. You made this deal with my predecessor the first time around, back before it all went to shit. You have the expertise, we have the resources, and legitimacy that allow you to operate. That much I understand. What I don't, what truly disturbs me because I've caught a glimpse of what's behind those eyes, is why you do this in the first place, is what might be in it for you. I'm just a bloke in need of a job, love. Right. They have to be watched. Dakota Bob said it himself. So you need someone to watch them, someone to gather intel or shit, which is my preferred term. And use it to play him. Someone who's ready to remind him who's boss at a moment's fucking notice. Now and again, when the occasion demands it, you need someone who can kill one or two of the cunts. In other words, you need... Okay. Where are the rest of them? Well, MM's alright. I'm gonna go see him tonight. The Frenchman's probably sat in some cafe talking into his espresso like a mad fucking bastard. I hear they found this geezer in Baltimore with his face torn off and stuck up his arsehole, so it sounds like the female's gone back to freelancing for the mob. And I'm gonna need a replacement for Mallory. He won't be coming back. Right, of course, you got his grandchildren murdered. Do me a favor, love. Try not to get quite so wet when you mention that. Mr. Campbell. Mr. Hugh Campbell. I wonder if we might come in for a moment. Truly, truly terrible. Express our deepest condolences. Tragic loss. Agency attached to the Home Office. Let's say national rather than local. Early days when we felt important to keep you in the loop. Events like these have all kinds of ramifications, more than you can imagine. Means different things to different people. Sadly, might see this tragedy merely as ammunition. Personal agenda. Brings us to the legal question. Oh no. We understand the last thing we want to do is rush you. God, no. Shock you've suffered. Whole issue of compensation's an extremely tricky. Yes, he is American. Well spotted. Exchange program. Observer. Long as he can stand the pace, eh, cowboy? Very funny. Oh, was it the wee lassie gave it to you? Something to remember. A memento. Weren't actually married. Own personal trauma, but that's a matter for help you. It would really be for your own protection. Not to pursue legal proceedings, and we could then reciprocate. Tricky, as we say, wouldn't accept medical. Resisted when all they were trying. Pandemic, a black eye, possibly with retinal. Some bruising, too. Right decision, out of your hair. Good man, let ourselves out, don't you? I don't want fucking compensation. I want her back, that's all. Mr. Kessler? There's a gentleman here to see you, sir. Mr. Butcher. Mr. Kessler? Sir? Hello? Low, monkey. That's just to let you know I'm back, my son. I'm back and everything's gonna be just like it used to be. Exactly like it used to be. Monkey. You have a good old wriggle there. When you're done, we'll go back in an hour and you can have your girl make a nice cup of tea. Proper tea, monkey. Not that shit with a fucking tampon string in it, you septic stink as tea. Then I'll have a shifty at your files, alright? Suit you? Nice one. Fuck me rigid. A lot more of it about all of a sudden, ain't there? Supes are getting fucking careless. Getting downright lackadaisical. Here's Incineron, gets shot down over some little Colombian village, and the Seven make the donation to the government, and lo and fucking hold, FARC recruitment shoots through the roof. Here, monkey, who's this? Was last week. They went to see him yesterday. He signed the release without a fight. Yeah, he never even mentioned money. That's usually the first thing they start screaming about. Why do you need 5 anyway? I mean, the female alone. 'Cause I fucking do. Since when do you ask the questions, monkey? Right. It's not fair. It can't be. It was all going right for me for once. World, just stop fucking turning, will you? Like, you understand his pain there. And there's Butcher. It sucks that they don't have the dog, because the dog was a big part of the comics, and he's not in the Amazon series. Next, the Frenchman, the female, and the man called Mother's Milk. 2. Okay. Surgically removed from Subject Temple, Mark C., a.k.a. Lord Horus. The name of the game. Part 2. Traumatized. Horribly traumatized. Brutal beating, unlike anything on record at this hospital. Blow to base of spine, probably kick, causing eruption of vertebrae from prisoner damage, then beg not to be released. Waiting for me out there, that French maniac with his, in particular, subject known only as the female, whose ability to explosively eviscerate. Traumatized, fatally traumatized, extremely ragged decapitation, followed by refusal to speak during interrogation, proved to be due to removal of tongue. Don't know who he is, you don't know what it is you've let loose on. Characterized as possibly single, most dangerous individual ever encountered by this agency. William J., a.k.a. Billy. Well, too late now. You alright, mate? No. Shit, you lose someone? Is that it? Aye. I'm sorry, mate. I didn't mean to bother you. I'll leave you to it, all right? Yip, yip, yip. Huh? Yip, 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 yip. What is that fucking noise? Oh, it's one of those little dogs. Shih Tzu or whatever you call them. Horrible little things. That's a good boy, Benjamin. Such a good boy. Yip, yip, yip. I hate those bastards. Yeah, me too. And she's not going to clean that up, is she? She's just going to leave it there for some poor sod to stand in. Here, do you want to see something funny? Watch this. Terror? Terror, mate. Fuck it. Yep, that wasn't going on Amazon. We were lovers for a while, of course. But time goes by like wine, like autumn leaves that tumble one by one into the Seine. And one day I came home and found her gone. In France, which is to say, in France we have a saying, a bentois. See you soon, and so that is, or even that might be, if and so is right, we come to this. Fucking French faggot. Goddamn surrender monkey. Yeah, you fucking cheese eater. Well, this is not going on YouTube. Rah! Jesus! Rah! What the fuck? Yeah! Ha! Yeah! Oh! Pick the bones out of that, eh, Frenchie? Monsieur Correcteur, I'm not very good with French. Mon brave, mon frère! Here, leave it out, Frenchie. People will fucking talk, son. Vive plus lente cordial! Yep! Oh, Benjamin! You awful brute, you whore! Get off my little Benjamin! Yip, yip, yip! Help! This is the maddest fucking thing I've seen in ages. Well, it put a smile back on your face, didn't it? I'm not gonna fuck you about, Huey. I know who you are, and I know what happened to you. That's the reason why I'm here in the first place. I wanted to have a word with you about it. What? Let's go for a walk. Terror? What'd you just say? Benjamin! Yep! What do you mean? You know who I am. Why'd you want to talk to me? Listen, who are you? Butcher's the name. People call me Billy. Oh, well, I'm Huey, but you seem to know that already. Some people call me Wee Huey, I suppose. Very pleased to meet you, Huey. So, I was sorry to hear what happened to your girl. Tell you the truth, I thought it was diabolical. And I know they came to see you afterwards, made you sign some load of bullocks when you were in no bloody state to think straight. Bang out of order, that was. Well, who were they? I mean, how do you know all this? I used to run a team, had the job of stopping the sort of shit that happened to Robin. Or if we couldn't stop it, we made sure the guilty party was in no condition to do it again. It's the superheroes, right? The Supes. We were the ones who kept an eye on them. Superheroes? Yeah, you know, the Long Underwear Brigade. Treat the world like their fucking playground. Anyway, it would now appear our time's come round again, so I'm going around trying to put the team back together. Matter of fact, I was in the States at the weekend doing exactly that. The female of the species. We gotta wait, is all. Frank's gonna talk to Jimmy Pockets. He's gonna straighten this whole thing out. Till then, we lie low. Frank still ain't answering his cell phone. Right, so he's talking to Jimmy. He's got it switched off. No, it ain't switched off. He just ain't picking up. Maybe he ain't in no shape to pick up. Shit, listen, will you three faggots knock it off, please? This bullshit ain't helping anyone. Frank's talking to Jimmy. It's all gonna be... You hear that? What, like someone knocking on the door, but really fucking quietly. Let me see. It's some girl. She cute? She's just fucking standing there staring at the door. Go get rid of her, will you? Yeah. Can I help you? Hello? Fucking great. She ain't saying shit. She looks like she's gonna start bawling her eyes out. She's just a girl. Show her a picture of some kittens or something. I'll show her my motherfucking dick. The little cunt can learn to make herself useful. Yeah! Yeah, what? Fuck! No, Jesus, please, no, God, the shotgun, get the fucking, no, no, get it the fuck away from me, you, Lovely. So who do you work for? CIA. CIA, what, the Americans? But they're cunts. He said, yeah, but they're cunts. Well, yeah, they are. But I want to hit the Supes, and they're the ones with the resources to do it. I mean, what else am I going to do? Use me billion-dollar inheritance and operate out of a cave? Well, do you know all about the secret stuff like, you know, like Area 51 and the Illuminati and everything? That your thing, is it? Aw, man, it's fucking amazing. I mean, the shite them people get up to, putting subliminals on TV and transplanting folks' brain tissue with alien DNA and... all the other stuff. I mean, you're talking about the people who really run the world. Oh, bloody hell. Huey, not even in their wildest dreams could those tits run the world. And it's not secret societies, and it's not the Illuminati or Department X meeting in a room no one even knows exists. It's none of that. It's just a plain old company. Fat blokes and geeks sitting in their offices trying to think up ways to watch people. To do nothing more than keep the world exactly the way it is. Which means power in the hands of the powerful. Which means the status quo. And nothing's bigger threat to the status quo than superheroes. You're smarter than you look, aren't you, my son? Aye, but I mean, working for them? I told you, I want to stamp on those bastards. Stop them fucking things up for everyone. If you know somewhere I'll get a better offer than Langley, I'm all ears. Alright, look. You shake hands with the devil, but you do a bit of good. You maybe save a few lives. At the very least, you keep the fucking Supes guessing, know what I mean? Do you want me for this? I'll tell you what I want. Someone who's felt it. That arrogance, that fucking disdain they have for us, where our lives mean nothing more than a rat's. Our deaths are barely an embarrassment. And all they do is walk away. Aye, but I don't know how to. I mean, the stuff you're talking about, you must need to be able to fight and spy on people and all that. That's all just details, Huey. You can learn that. See, I read the report those three wankers filed. I know you didn't ask for money. You didn't want a payoff, so you could live the rest of your life in denial. Try and pretend some fucker didn't get away with killing your girlfriend. That's not what you wanted at all. Mother's milk. Butcher man, I don't know. Got a cup that says badass on it. Come on, mate. No, seriously. Come on, you know it's the only way it's gonna work. I mean, the other two are mad as arseholes. This new lad will be an unknown quantity. At least at the start, I can show them the ropes and watch them and get on with the job. I've got to have a good NCO in there to take up the slack. I don't know, old man. Don't be putting that down there. I just got through cleaning there. Let me get you a coaster or something. Oh, sorry, mate. You know, I've been making some real progress with these kids I've been working with here. I feel like I'm making a difference in their lives. What, this community thing? Yeah, and look, we were into some bad shit even before what happened with Mallory. And I gotta tell you, I'm about a million times happier with all that behind me. Now, there's a big difference in Amazon. I don't know why they did this. But there might have been too much toxic masculinity. Even though a lot of fucking guys watch is going to say, this is based. And I can't believe they didn't put this shit. No, you know why they didn't put it on Amazon. Because it was based. You'll see. Just, I'm going to read it. And you're going to be like, damn you fucking Jeff Bezos. And you fucking soy cunts that didn't put this shit on Amazon. Because it needed to be. You'll have a lot more respect for Butcher after this scene I'm about to go through. He says, yeah, and look, we were into some bad shit even before it happened to Mallory, and I gotta tell you, I'm a million times happier with all that behind me. I think if I am gonna make a difference, I'm more comfortable doing it on a smaller scale. Ah, now that is bollocks. Hey, Uncle Billy. Janine, honey, what'd we say about you dressing that way? That wasn't going on Amazon. Oh, did we say something? Because I don't remember having a conversation. All I remember is you telling me what to do. Low doll. Honey, don't be... Oh, okay. Now I don't even get to defend myself? That doesn't work for you, me having a mind of my own. Janine, you know, maybe I'll go stay with Mom for a while. It could be I haven't been spending enough time with her. It's another thing. He was a single father. I'm going out, dressed how I like, with whoever I like, for as long as I like. But you got homework. Later, Uncle Billy. And then there's that. Need a piss. Excuse me, lad. Sorry to bother you, but I wondered if I might have a quiet word with Janine. Uncle Billy. You want a word, white boy? Yo, check it out. You want a word with this? What you supposed to be, motherfucker? You fucking English? Watch this shit. Smashes that gun. Glock's a wanker's gun, son. I don't believe this. I don't believe you. Just who the hell do you think you are? Janine. When did you start speaking to that man like that? What? He works every hour. Listen to this. He works every hour God sends so he can look after you. He feeds you, clothes you, sends you to school, and puts a roof over your head. You have no idea how lucky you are to have a bloke like him for a father. Do you know that? Your mom, on the other hand, is a stupid drunk slag who couldn't be trusted to wipe her own arse, never mind yours. I know I was with your dad when he pulled you out of that shithole she had you in, and you're not even 6 months old. Sort yourself out, Janine. Stop dressing like a tart and hanging about with tossers. Do your homework. Don't bring up your cow of a mother. Now get back in there and show your old dad some bloody respect. None of that's gonna go on Amazon. All that fucking base shit that you see right here, and Jeff Bezos like, no, we can't do that. That's a man actually telling, she's allowed to wear what she wants to. She can hang out with degenerate fucking scum like that. Because that's a thing to do. You know, the fucking Grammy winning song was WAP. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what WAP fucking get ya. Listen to Billy here. Stop dressing like a tart and hanging about with tossers. I'm out of my depth. I'm sorry. There's no way I can do this or anything even like it. I can't even begin to imagine the kind of things you'd have to know how to do. I've got to, you know. I've got to try and get on with everything. He laughed his bollocks off about your girl. What? A-Train. He's one of the seven, you know, Earth's most mighty, all that. Bringing justice to all, Avengers of the Innocent. He's freaked out at first, but the others talked him down. They can't risk one of their own losing faith. How do you know? I bugged the Seven's HQ, mate. Listen to the tapes if you want. It's happened before. It'll happen again. Unless someone does something about it. But that's the part I don't... That's the bit I don't understand. They got superpowers. I mean, how are you going to make any impression on them? Ways and means. I've got to get moving here. There's a couple of grand in there. Oi, Terror. Come to New York for a week or two. Give us a ring when you find a place to stay. The number's on the back of the envelope. Have a look at what we do. I'll show you the ins and outs of it, then you can make your mind up. Come and meet the boys. Nice talking to you, Huey. See ya. 3. There's the 7. Oh, there's Lamplighter. Remember, Lamplighter wasn't in the first season. I don't know if they put him in the second. I haven't seen the second or third season yet, folks, so don't, you know. Oh my goodness, I didn't think you'd be here. You're our newest recruit. Why on earth wouldn't I want to come meet you? Because you're the Homelander, John. And it's not Starlight all the time, is it? Annie January. Welcome to the 7, Annie. I still can't believe I'm actually here. It comes as no surprise to me, Annie. Your performance in the trials was remarkable. We allow very, very few newcomers in the 7. We simply can't afford to take the risk. I know, please don't think I'm taking this seriously. It's just, you know, I've admired you for as long as I can remember. Your incredible kindness, how wise you are. You're going to have me blushing in a moment. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, this is amazing. I mean, back in Des Moines with the Young Americans, we didn't have anything like this. There were times we had to meet at my aunt's apartment. Do you think you'll miss them? I'm sure I will. Is there someone special? Drummer boy from the team. We actually met at Capes for Christ in one of the junior ministries. That's great. Man, she actually looks almost just like the actress they used, you know, to cast for her. They picked her dead on. That's great. And you know, we didn't want to ruin things. We're waiting. That's great. Hold on, folks. I still have to deal with mosquitoes, apparently. I think it's just one instead of 80. Okay. Oh, this is where you... Yes, have a seat. Relax. You've earned it. I'm really here. I know it's probably only temporary, but... Well, I know that's what we said in the beginning, but... I'll be honest with you, Annie. I can't see the Lamplighter ever coming back. Oh, well, I guess he's gone here, too. So I thought you'd have all kinds of trophies here, you know, memorabilia from all your old battles. We did, it just seemed to smack of triumphalism, and I was never comfortable with that kind of thing. What the fuck is triumphalism? Some of the others disagree, but I prefer to see what we do as spreading peace, not inflicting defeat. I still don't know if I got that little bugger. I hate mosquitoes. That's so true. This, you know, it's the pinnacle of everything I've ever hoped for. To serve with a 7. I mean, there's just no higher a super person can go. I told you, Annie, you deserve it. You've worked so hard. There's just one final test for you to pass, and I know you're going to excel at that, too. Hmm? Suck it. It was originally Homelander. Cherry, Part 1. Lunch, 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 need lunch, lunch. Lunch, lunch, lunch. Oh, you know, we get it. Lunch, lunch. Fuck's sake, Huey, what the bloody hell are you doing here? Oh, I found it in the guidebook. It said it was cheap. Yeah, I bet you did. You're in the fucking South Bronx. Did it say anything about that? Come on, get in. I don't know, I quite like it. There's all these amazing characters staying here. Plus one, as of today. Okay, mate, off we go. I did read one wee thing about it still being a troubled neighborhood. Yeah, what that means is that the bloke's too much of a wanker to call it a fucking pigsty. Well, first flood of blood-fleck semen under the door, don't come crying to me. Take the West Side Highway, would you, mate? Ta! So how was the flight? Oh, it was okay. He won't, you know... What, fuck you? Not unless I tell him to. No, it was all right. Immigration's a right pain in the arse, so I was standing there for bloody ages. Oh yeah, that's my fault. Sorry, mate. Here you go. You've been a U.S. citizen for the past week. Jings! Mr. Butcher, I don't know if I'm gonna be Billy, Huey, or Mr. Butcher, or just Butcher. Mr. Butcher makes me sound like me dad. No, we actually do most of our flying with the Air Force. Bloody handy. Although you do tend to meet a lot of chained up Pakistani lads with bags over their heads. That's horrible. Yeah, I suppose it is. But that's the way it goes, isn't it? You don't play with matches if you don't want to start any fires. Huh? Homelander, suck it. What's the matter with you? Nothing, beyond the fact that I want a blowjob and incredibly seem to be encountering communication difficulties. You get on your knees and you put it in your mouth and you suck the goddamn thing. You just can't mean it. Hey, what's up? Black Noir and A-Train. Oh, thank the Lord. I don't know what's happened. I think someone's controlling the Homelander. He's, I don't know, maybe it's some kind of duplicate or an android, like when Insaniac infiltrated the... Oh, God. You're gonna force yourselves on me. Christ, no. Nobody's forcing anyone to do anything. No, it's all a question of how badly you want to join the Seven. So look at that. It was three guys, and it was Homelander, not the Deep. You mean I have to have sex with you to join the team? Well, Bill Clinton might argue the definition with you, but yes. But you're the Seven, for crying out loud. I mean, this is completely disgusting. It's a betrayal of everything you stand for. You're Earth's most mighty. You bring justice to all. You avenge the innocent. You're the Seven. Yes, and we'd like to get our dicks sucked. Can't stop the A-Train. Go to hell. Well, in that case, good luck back in the Corn Belt. What? With what's-his-name? And, whatever they're called. Mother's Milk, the Frenchman and the female. Wee Huey. Ah, oh, Petit Huey, sister old alliance once more, no? Sorry? Lo, Huey. Oh, hello there, is it M.M.? Right first time. Scott Lear, you have a saying. The old alliance, the ancient friendship of the French and Scots when both of our peoples fought the English to be free as friends together, forever and never to part. And so it is that on Le Jour de Fromage in France, known as Neep's Day in Scotland, our nations celebrate their sovereignty free of tyranny, independent of all foreign governments for 3,000 years. This year, you and I will celebrate Le Jour du Fromage and Neep's Day together. Petit, Huey. That sounds brilliant, pal. Together, Petit, Huey. He says Petit, Huey, because he is petite. Aye, that sounds brilliant, pal. Really great. Oh, hello. Don't be doing that, Huey. Not a good idea, mate. Believe me. Right then. You've all met the new lad. Time we get down to business. I've not actually said... First things first, boys. This is not going to be like last time around. We're now operating under presidential directive. That means Dakota Bob, and if anyone's going to stick to his guns, it's that old bastard. So that leaves us a lot less to worry about. No old bollocks about the budget, no rules of engagement, no looking over our shoulders before we put some cunt in the hospital, and no bloody subcommittees. Let's see, I think my phone just died. No? It didn't. Bizarre fucking thing. Okay. First things first, this place is disgusting. We gotta get the assholes supposed to be fixing us up an office to finish the goddamn job. And police shut up all their shit too, seriously. How the hell are we expected to work out here? Come on, this place is a New York classic. The wankers downtown would turn green if they knew we were here. Look out the window. Can you just see old Jimmy Dean having a dander down Fifth Avenue? Outside, it's a classic. Inside, it's a fucking nightmare. All right, well, I'll get on the monkey and... Pardon, Monsieur Carcator? I'm not really familiar. The female would like to order pizza. Didn't you have any lunch? Bloody hell, love. I'm always telling you, you gotta take better care of yourself. Actually, if we're having a wee break, I just need to use the toilet. You can't. I mean, there is one, but it's not been plumbed in yet. See, this is exactly the kind of shit I'm talking about. I'm gonna call Monkey. Ah, bonjour, Sister Ace? Oh, if we're having pizza, can you get a few wee mushrooms on it? Yeah, hello, tell Mr. Kessler it's M.M. Happy? We're gonna do this, we're gonna do it right. No anchovies, Frenchie. Pain in the fucking arse. Eh? It said, all right, mother's milk. Ah, if that's not true. Hold on, let me see. Mother's milk. Oh, that's not true. If it wasn't for him, the whole thing would fall to pieces. I mean, I'm in charge, but he's the one who makes it work. What about the other two? What do they do? Muscle, eh? You have to see it to believe it. Right, listen, I wanted to say to you, you keep going on as if I'm... Yeah, I was hoping you'd have got swept up in all the excitement and intrigue and just gone ahead and said yes, but it turns out the office needs a lick of paint in that. Be done by tomorrow night. Nice one. Huey, I just want to say to you, sorry about your girlfriend, man. Oh, thank you. I know we just met. We ain't had a chance to talk, but we will. You're Queen Mauve. Mm-hmm. You're the Empress of the other world. Oh, my lady, I never thought I'd get to meet you. Ever since I was a little girl, I followed your adventures. I tried to do everything just like you. I wore my hair like you. I had a costume just like yours. I'm sorry, I know I'm gushing, but I just think you're the greatest woman who ever lived. You're an inspiration to all of us everywhere. Darling, how wonderful, how lovely, how super, how gratifying, how marvelous, how utterly peachy keen. I... Fuck off. Big game, shout out. Popclaw, we did meet Popclaw. Whack Job, Gunpowder, Jet Streak, Dog Knot, and Blarney Cock. Teenage Kicks. We're gonna fire a warning shot. Nothing too heavy, nothing too public, just enough that the soups know we're back in business. This lot are gonna be lit. Some of you know all this, but it never hurts to hear it again. Teenage Kicks are the young and the young Americans are the adolescent super teams operating today. Any others just do not seem to last the course. As far as image goes, they couldn't be more different. The young Americans are your old-fashioned, nice-as-pie types, including one or two junior versions of the big boys. They've got ties to evangelist outfits, Republican youth groups, all that. Teenage Kicks, on the other hand, like to think of themselves as a bit more Gen X, edgy, wrong side of the tracks, blah blah blah. This is the current lineup here. Costumes change all the time, but there's generally a lot of skin on show, tattoos, piercing, what have you. Show up at premieres with models or heiresses on their arms. You know, the sort of thing. Bad boys are not. A couple of them have made the move to the first division. Groups like the Seven are always looking out for new recruits. Your mate A-Train, Huey, he started out with the Kicks. What? They're well known, but they're not some beloved institution. Even a lot of the other soups, the older ones, think these kids are a bit much now and again. So we're not about to wipe our arses on the Stars and Stripes or anything like that. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody gonna start screaming if we break a couple of them, huh? Exactly. Heh. You see a load of soups all together like this, and you really do wonder what the fuss is about. I mean, people love them. They can't get enough of them, but half the time I can't even tell the difference. Cunts all look the same to me. Then again, we know what they look like is absolutely sod all to do with anything. It's what's behind all the shit that counts. What happens when they take the masks off. And that's where we come in, boys. That's our department. Right. You all know what you're meant to be doing, so get stuck in. And do your homework. Remember the 7 P's. Huey, you're with me. 7 what? Appetit, Huey. Écoute. Proper preparation and planning. Prevent piss poor performance. Oh, then hopefully they use that in the show later. Look at them, boys. Teenage Kicks. Fuck me rigid, are they in for a shock? Next, Teenage Kicks right through the night. Okay, so that was the original cover. 4. Change! Ha 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 ha! Move, dude! Ha 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 ha! Ha 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 ha! Fucking yeah! Change! Ha 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 ha! Teenage Kicks are coming at ya. Ha 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 ha. Hurt me, you fucking cunt. Just be my fucking Punisher. Holy shit, he's dressed like Judge Dredd. In her ass now, that's it. Change. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Jinx. Change. Cherry, part 2. And I hereby bring this meeting of the 7 to order. Oh, the Deep actually looks fucking cooler in the comics. First item on the agenda is to welcome our new member, Starlight, who will be serving in place of the Lamplighter during his absence. You've each met her individually over the last couple of days, but this is her first appearance at an official meeting. Starlight, would you like to say a few words by way of introducing yourself? It's all right. Don't be intimidated. You're among friends here. Well, I just wanted to say how proud I am to be here, I guess. Slip, 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 slip. Slip, 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 slip. Thank you, Starlight. I know we'll all do our utmost to help you settle in. I believe the Deep had a question he wanted to raise. Question of merchandising. Oh, the Deep looks much cooler. I would like to know why the Homelander, Black Noir, and Queen Mauve are on a full 1% each compared to the rest of us on 0.75. Because we're the big three. We always have been. Look at the sales of our individually trademarked material next to yours if you don't understand the distinction. I did not see the big three mentioned anywhere in our contract. As a matter of fact, I have never heard it used except in the most informal context. Looks to me like Maeve's got the big two going on all on her lonesome here. Individual popularity is beside the point. It was a group decision to sign. It follows that any remuneration should be divided equally among the group. Look, we all had an opportunity to examine the contract in depth. If anybody's lawyer found any kind of cause for concern, that would have been the time to draw attention to it. I was not informed that involving a lawyer would be necessary. Nor was I, but I managed to figure it out for myself. Listen, so long as we're talking about the contract, this is Babylonian. I mean, do they do this stuff all the time? They're celebrating. They put the fearsome foursome back in Rikers last week. You know the bit where someone cracks a funny and they all piss themselves laughing and the screen freezes? Well, this is what usually happens next. Are they all of it? Are they all at it? The soups? Some are, some aren't. Most of them have some kink or another. This is the only knockin' shop on the East Coast that opens its doors to these arseholes. You can usually rely on someone important being here. The only one here? Never enough tarts, mate. High turnover. I mean, the money's good. But getting a length off of soup is no joke. I see what you mean. There's three lassies in the kitchen doing a fucking ton of blow. Keeps them going. Hard to keep up with a bloke who can outrun a leopard. Numbs them, too. Isn't the owner taking a bit of a risk letting us bug the place and all? Not as big a risk as saying no to me, mate. He knows what's good for him. Don't you worry. Tomorrow at 6, all right? Terror. Aye, all right. I'll take a few more photos later. Here. That's no coke. That's blue. Ah! What was that shit in there supposed to be? That stupid fucking slurping. What was that? Jesus, I was kidding, for Christ's sake. You were kidding. That's brilliant. That was an official meeting of the 7. That means playtime over. Do you understand? Do you? Yes. A-Train, did you just raise your hand to me? No, no, Homelander, I swear to God, I didn't, please. Ugh. Try and get it into your shit-filled head, you little prick. That man in there's from Vaught American. That means he's the money, and we don't fuck around in front of the money, got me? Yes, glad to hear it. You're in the 7 now, the big league, so start acting like it, or you can fuck off back to the kicks. Don't get up until I'm long gone. Ah, you piece of shit. How fucking dare you? I run the CIA. You love it, you slag. Oh, you fucking bastard. Ah. Oof, well, that was better out than in. It is a fucking mystery to me why I put myself through this shit. Same reason as me, love. You like screwing someone who can't stand you. So where's my purse? You have to sign for it. Butcher, Jesus Christ, you know how much that costs? Well, if I don't, who cares? Oh yes, this ought to do nicely. It better. Even getting that much took a couple fours worth of paperwork. Here. Can't do the job without it, love. Alright, received from Director Rayner, 12-7-06. Right, I've given myself the night off, so what about a blowjob while I'm on the phone to room service? You think you're staying? I think you came all the way from D.C. in person, and it wasn't to hand-deliver the gear. What you want on your sandwich, Madam Director? Pearl Harbor 2? They're right about the models. Yep. They're gay. Definitely gay. Holy crap. Popclaw cuts herself. And she's also like goth. Yeah, I even got a picture of goth. Why didn't we get goth Popclaw? God damn you, Seth Rogen. You know how that would have done. Do you know the memes that would have happened if we'd gotten goth Popclaw? They would have been all over it. The show would have been even more popular. Lovely. Alright, mate. What's the score? Ah, cheers. Nothing new since yesterday, really. I've been trying to work out if Shoutout knows Big Game Shag and Dognod as well as him. So you're enjoying yourself? I have to admit, there's a sort of horrible fascination to it. The wee bastards are in the stuff I never knew was possible. Bloody nice place they've got, too. I had a wee look around while the Frenchman was putting the bugs in. Modeling contract pays for most of it. You're working okay? Oh, aye, no bother at all. It's piss easy once you know what you're doing. Sounds like you're a natural. Here, lean forward for a minute, will you? Why? Ah! Fuck Christ, what is that? Compound V, hold it still a second. There you go. What the fuck do you do that for? Boost your system, so you're tough enough to go up against the soups. Jesus Christ, is it fucking permanent? It is. In its pure form, yeah. Sorry, it is in its per... Okay. It is in its pure form, yeah, but most of the stuff out there is cut. Effects only last for a couple of days. The slags at the whorehouse, that's what they were on. Help them stand the pace and all that. What are the side effects? Turns your shit blue. That's it. I can't believe you fucking did that. We've all taken it, mate. Can't operate without it. Because otherwise, you get into a Barney with one of these cunts and he punches you in the face, he's going to take your whole head off. See, this is why the soups are soups. Some Jerry came up with it in the 30s, started trials on people. It alters DNA so you can inherit it, or sometimes it just shows up in the food chain. Now and again, some arsehole gets his hands on some of the pure stuff. All that dying bloke in a spaceship gave me powers nuke test made me into a monster bollocks. That's all it is, really. Bollocks. Wait a minute. Alters DNA? What the fuck's gonna happen to me? You'll be about 15 to 20 times stronger. Should take about a day to kick in. And you fucking did this to me and you didn't even ask? Huey, you're gonna need it. Shite, fuck off. I never said I was gonna join your gang of head the balls. I never fucking said. Come on, mate. It's over a week since you got here. Oh, and that was to help me make my mind up, was it? If I told you up front, you'd have wanted to think it over for fuck knows how long. What happens if the kicks twig... If the kicks twig what we're up to while you're still umming and awing? So what? If it's for my own fucking good? It was, because this is where you belong, Huey. Where you can do something about all those fucking fuckers. All those fucking tossers. Fuck off, and don't dare bring up Robin. Do not fucking dare bring up Robin. You put that blue shite in me, you bastard. You turn me into a fucking freak and you never give me a choice. Where you going? Home. Yeah, alright, mate. Sleep on it. Home to fucking Glasgow. Huey. Lunch. United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. European Union passport. Ah, no. Next, life among the septics. Excuse me, do you mind if I sit down here? No. Cherry, part 3. You have an unusual accent. Are you English? No. Oh, no, I'm Scottish. Oh, I'm sorry. That's all right. You've nothing to be sorry about. I thought there was kind of a sore point, you know, between the English and Scottish. Not really. Only real head the balls worry about that sort of thing. Head the balls. Are you on vacation? No, I suppose you could say I'm over here about a job. Only I don't know if I'm going to take it. Not your kind of thing? No, actually, I think I might enjoy it. It's quite a lot. It's just some of the people. And also, I've really got nothing else to go back to. But if I did take the job, I want to be sure that wasn't the only reason why I was doing it. You know what I mean? Kind of. Oh, I did have some things. To get a thing I really wanted. I know I'm not happy about what I did. I'm really, really not sure about what I've got. But I just... But I don't know that I want to just give up and go home, you know? I can't decide if it's worth staying to find out whether or not it was all worth it. You did the penance, so you might as well give the sin a try, eh? I suppose that's one way of putting it. Ah, would you look at this place? I'm telling you, if I do stay, it'll be because of the city. Places like this, like Central Park and all. You know, I was reading a lot of this place is actually artificial. All the wee streams and so on, there's these wee taps hidden around the place so the parking can turn them on and off. What's your name? Oh, it's Huey. I'm Annie, Huey. Pleased to meet you. So I guess I ought to get going. It's been nice talking to you, Huey. I've got to get going myself. Maybe I'll see you back here sometime, eh? Maybe so. Are you going to come back and look for the wee taps? Aye, so I can turn the wee streams on and off? You game? What are you looking at? Hello? We all been struck dumb or something? What are you looking at? Oh, fuck. That's what we're looking at. Big game, you motherfucker. How long has this piece of shit been sucking your dick? Hey, fuck you, Denzel. What the fuck does that mean, dog knot? Explain to me exactly what that means. Shout out. Wait a minute. No, I want to know what he means by... Jetstreak's right. Shout out. I mean, look at this. This is... Oh, well, Jetstreak's gotta be right, hasn't he? After all, he's one of you and your buddy Jetstreak getting a double hand job off that skank. Jesus Christ, who the fuck sent us these? That's not the point. It's exactly the fucking point. You slut, you fucking two-faced, lying, backstabbing, faggot cocksucker. Shout out, knock it off. We can talk about this, okay? Bullshit. Oh, don't sulk. I'm glad you boys think we can talk this over. How about that one? You think we can talk about that? Jesus. Blarneycock, whack job, get in here, huh? I can't fucking believe you two assholes. Why? Oh, holy fuck. This is where you got all that shit, isn't it? This is that appearance you made at St. Jude's. But how did these... Right now, who gives a fuck? You stole painkillers from a fucking children's hospital. On what was supposed to be a PR opportunity. I told you we shouldn't have let this Mick on the goddamn team. Hey, I wonder what you... I wonder, would you away and a fuck yourself and... What? Hey, I wonder, would you away and fuck yourself, you fucking coon, yeah? Say that again. I dare you to say that again. Will you all just shut up for a second? I mean, look at this. This is a picture of one of our own team stealing medication that was supposed to go to dying children. So what? Here's one of the leader of our team with a big fucking black cock up his arse. Encore! Encore! Wait. They haven't gotten to the bad news yet. Was there a note along with these? Anything? Oh, Jesus. Someone gets thrown to the wolves. I decide tomorrow. Or you decide today. What the hell does that mean? It means, dick wipe, that they're gonna expose one of us to the media. If we don't choose who gets fucked, they will. Oh, fuck me. Popclaw, it ought to be Popclaw. Why the fuck? Hello? Cutting yourself, that's nothing. I mean, it's embarrassing, but publicly it's survivable. Eat my snatch, you... You're forgetting all this nice wide-angle stuff if we're judging the rug-munching competition. Huey, mate, turn it down a bit there, will you, Frenchie? Fuck you, Gunpowder. You're the sick asshole licking his shit off his own gun. Hello there, everyone. Petite Huey, formidable. I thought I'd just come on back, you know? Why, have you been somewhere? Gave the boy the weekend off, didn't I? You all right, Huey? You see a bit of the city, then? I did. It's really brilliant. Sounds like everything's coming together quite nicely. Ow! Certainly is, mate. Thanks in no small part to all the hard work you put in. You had lunch yet? No. Got the best burger in the city right out the front door. You vicious little cunt, you nearly took my fucking eye out. Okay, everyone, just calm down. Keep your fucking hands to yourself, homeboy. Back in an hour or so, all right? Give me a shout when they decide on the sacrificial lamb. Hey, butcher man. Stop it. All of you, just shut the fuck up for a second. Best burger in the city's the burger joint lobby of the Parker Meridian. Just thought you might want to know. We gotta use our heads. We gotta think. I mean, look at what's happening to us here. Yeah, cheers, mate. Nice one. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, who the fuck is doing this to us? What do you think? Fucking magic. Told you. So what you been doing the last couple of days, Huey? Been seeing the sights? Oh, I... That and sitting around terrified I'm gonna wrench my knob off having a wank. If that was possible, I would have done it years ago, mate. I'm sorry, Huey. I was a right arsehole. I thought I was doing you a favor, but all I did was freak you out and piss you off. I'm sorry. Just don't do anything like that again, right? Never. Just tell me first. Right. So teenage kicks sound like they're having a bad day, eh? Yeah, fuck 'em. So do you like it here? Enjoying life among the septics? Eh? Septic tank, yank. No, I do like it. It's a bit mad at first, but you get used to it. It's like everything you saw on TV or in a film all coming true at once. Do you not like it then? Do Americans just wind you up? Are you joking? I love this country. You can get 100 different sorts of donuts or any old other old bollocks you don't need 24 hours a day, and they're also so fucking stupid, Huey. They're also scared of losing whatever little fortune it is they think they've got. They never dream of having a look over their shoulders. You're careful about it. You can get away with practically anything. It's like back home times 1,000, and New York's like the rest of the country times 1,000,000. You think so? I know so. I've been here nearly 20 years, mate. You wait, you'll see. Aye, look, I still haven't decided if I'm staying for good, alright? I mean, I came back because I want to see the rest of it. All the soup stuff you were telling us about. But I'm sorry, I still haven't made up my mind. That's alright, Huey. No more surprises, right? No more of that sort of shit. I'll show you the ropes. I'll tell you what you need to know, then you can decide for yourself. Give me a minute, will ya? Hello? Hey. Alright, mate. It's shout out. And I am a gay superhuman. It's taken a lot of soul searching. It's been a difficult road to travel. I know I've caused a lot of people a lot of pain, and I want to ask for their forgiveness. It's going to be a long time before I can ask anyone to trust me again. I've given this a lot of thought, and I'm taking a hiatus from the teenage kicks. I don't think it's fair for them to bear a burden that is mine to carry alone. But I want to say just how much their support has meant to me at this difficult time. Hard not to. Yeah, black plus gay plus humble pie equals no one saying shit about this one. I take it we can all see what's really going on here. I see. And that's the absolute limit of the searing insight on offer today, is it? Huh? Come again? Where's that little shit who makes the martinis? I'm not talking about this half-assed snow job by Teenage Kicks. I'm talking about who's behind whatever it is that's happened to them. Because from where I'm sitting, it's got his name written all over it. No. That was supposed to be done and over with. No, I mean after the Mallory thing, there's no way. You thought he was just gonna quit, did you? What are you talking about? I'm sorry, I'm out of the loop here. Was this before my time? Excuse me. Excuse me, everyone? All I wanted to do was... All I wanted to say was, well, shouldn't we do something to show our support for shout out? I mean, you know, just to let him and the rest of the teenage kicks know we're thinking of them. I thought maybe if we begin with a prayer and we invited them to... Oh, yes, Starlight, that reminds me. Memo from Vault America, new costume concept for you. They want something more photogenic, more or less like this. You get the idea? This is who we think it is. He's not going to go away. He's not going to give up. Shout out was just his way of reminding us of that. So fasten your seatbelts because it's going to be a bitch of a ride. But who is it? Look, it had to be someone. Fuck off. Shout out. Fuck off. My mom was watching that shit. My sister and her husband. Do you have any idea of what I'm going to have to go through because of this? Yeah, don't mean to tell me that blacks and queers don't get on, do you? Blarney cock, one more fucking word out of you. Okay, easy. It's only gonna be for a few months. You can come back. You've done a lot of thinking. You know who you are now. You're ready to take your place in the world's premier teen super team again. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I fucking get it, okay? Did anyone else see this? See what? This email. This new email right here. Who's it from? I don't know. I recognize the address, but it says they know who did this to us. Here's Frenchie now. No, if you think about it, it had to be shout out. Hey, Frenchie, light him air. Because he's black? Well, Yeah, that doesn't hurt, but what about what you've got to think about is who can do the most damage to the team if they go down? Can't be Popclaw. You can't dump the one bird in a group of eight. Can't be Gunpowder or Bang Goes the NRA sponsorship. Can't be Jetstreak because that stupid slag was wanking off him and was wanking off him, and big game comes from serious money. One whiff of scandal and she'll fucking bury them all in legal shit. Aw, oh man, this is repulsive. Can't you police up all the goddamn pizza boxes and soda cups before you bring this back in? N'importe quoi. Can't be Whack Job or the Blarney Cock, because they've been mates for donkey's years. One goes, they both go, and then you've lost a quarter of the team. Won't be Dog Knot, because, well, now we know who does a better job of sucking Big Game's cock, I suppose. Big Game? Well, there's no way he's gonna fall on his sword. He's the boss. Even if he wanted to, the others would be insane to let him go. There's always one alpha dog holding these packs of twats together. They know it, too. They all know which side their bread's buttered on. Sniff, sniff. Right, I'll see you lot tomorrow. Arr! Terror? Arr! 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 Come on, mate. Knock it on the head. Arr! 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 Terror, mate. What the bloody hell are you? Us. Oh, for fuck's sake. What's the matter? Weren't expecting us? Heh. Did you think you could hide from us? You blackmail us, you try to destroy us as a team, but you don't have the balls to face us, do you? Heh heh heh. I don't know who you people are or why you decided to fuck with us, but this ends right here. We're teenage kicks. You get out of the hospital, you be sure to remember that name. Heh 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 heh. Cause now it's time for All Right. What the fuck are you laughing at, you son of a bitch? Oh, he said it wrong. What the fuck are you laughing at, you stupid son of a bitch? Ha 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 ha. Oh God Almighty. All right, boys. Let's give him a fucking spanking. Next, and I always wanted a little brother. Six. Okay, let him come out to us. Or let them come to us. Spread it out. Flyers first. Rest of you on backup. Let's show them what it means to fuck with teenage. Shite. Huey, stay clear of him, mate. You just take the cock. What? He means me, you cunt. Yeah. Move, move. I can't. Oh, come here, bitch. Oof. Yeah, God damn it, you motherfucking. Hello? I'll fucking bladder you bastard. Ah, take your fucking eyes out. No, rip your bollocks off. You little fucker, you. I'll put your head through that fucking wall. No, get off me, no! Wow. Fuck's sake, Huey, you're not supposed to kill them. Ugh. Fucking hands off me. Shit. Oh, Jesus. Courage, Petite Huey. It's okay. Just don't be looking at it. Right, you. Ah! You burn me? You fucking burn me? You even fucking touch me with your electric fucking wanking hand? Ah! He. I know. Just chill. Just take a moment and breathe and get your shit straight. But I can't. It happens. You ain't used to it. You didn't know what you were doing. Just chill. But don't sweat it, okay? You can't be. Kiss. See a kiss. Yes. Okay. Kiss. Oh. Ew. Huh? Ah, no. Murde. That is some truly appalling shit. Ah, the poor wee man. I ain't touching the goddamn thing. Can we not do something for him? Yeah, but he's stuck in all that horrible tape. Huey, don't be picking it up, man. What is it? Oh, fuck me, rigid. Get it the fuck away. We can't just leave him. Speak for your fucking self, Dr. Doolittle. Jings. Well, now I've fucking seen everything. All right. I'll talk to the plod. The rest of you piss off inside. Oh, Huey. Now they're going to have one of those fucking funerals. Not like them to let it get so public, is it? I mean, a brawl in the street right outside the Flatiron. It could mean, you know, it could mean they're not what they used to be. I doubt it. So long as we're talking about this, shouldn't Maeve be here too? As the other remnant of the good old days? Her Majesty is above such worldly concerns. So long as she's got enough gin inside her, at any rate. It doesn't matter what the condition the rest of his creatures are in. Butcher himself is going to be as dangerous as ever. The man does not fuck up. Just ask the lamplighter. Alright, big smiles for the 6 o'clock news. Where's Huey? Yeah. He's sorting out the gear for his new hamster. I'm meeting him later on. Let him alone for a couple of days anyway. Thought he could do with the rest. Rest, rather. That was a lot louder than I'd have liked it to be, boys. Sacre bleu! So who ticked off the kicks? Yeah, I've been thinking about that. It's the only way. Kessler? Monkey? Come on, mate. He wouldn't fucking dare. Rainer? He was a hero. Well, here we go. That's a word that gets thrown around a lot these days. Sports stars and Hollywood personalities. Hollywood personalities. But Blarney Cock was the real thing. Here, that's Vic the Veep. Yeah. Just like his comrades in Teenage Kicks, he risked his life every day, protecting the innocent, battling evil, knowing that one day a time might come, as do we all, that he would pay the ultimate price in standing up for the cause of Ferdom. He was the best of fathers. He was a great guy. You knew he was grateful for the chance that he'd been given to do good. We're all just going to miss him like crazy. Big Game, leader of Teenage Kicks. He was a guy you could talk. He was a guy you could always talk to. He really helped me when I was struggling with my gayness, with being gay. Shout out, former member of Teenage Kicks. We want the guys to know that we're here from them, that we're thinking of them, that we're praying for them every second of every day. Drummer Boy, leader of the Young Americans. The Seven regret that they can't join us this afternoon because of some exciting developments of their own, which I advise all of us to keep an eye out for. But Barney was a friend. He was their friend. He'll always be a friend. Adam Fleischer, spokesman for Vought American. In the sure and, in fact, definite resurrection, I don't think any of us are in any doubt about that. Eh? Tell you later. We're in the home straight now. One last bit of bollocks after the Padre here. Goodbye, old friend. I'll miss you. Once again, the funeral of the Blarney Cock, leading member of the superhero team Teenage Kicks, killed in action against Time Terrorists on Monday night. What? A sad occasion? Katie? What's the matter? Were you hoping they'd give you a mention? What the fuck is a Time Terrorist? So, I can't stay. I killed someone. I didn't know it was self-defense, I didn't mean to and all that, but I still did it. And it's not like I feel I need to be punished for it. I don't have some burning desire to see the inside of a fucking American prison, but I don't want to be somewhere where I can do things like that and get away with it. I can always make another phone call. I said I didn't. I'm joking, mate. Well, I'm not going to try and stop you, Huey. I said all along it was going to be your decision. But I got to tell you, mate, I think you're making a mistake. Why? I mean, what's so bloody brilliant about spying on these idiots anyway? Blackmailing them? Making them scared all the time? Who gives a fuck about bloody superheroes? I mean, what do you get out of it? Why do you bother with them? One of them raped me wife. She never told me, shame or something. I read about it in her diary afterwards. First I knew about it, I woke up one night and her guts were all over the bed and there was this super fetus thing crawling out of her stomach. Too much for an ordinary woman to carry to term, something like that. Had to beat it to death with a fucking lampstand. See that? That was his heat vision done that. Oh, wow. This is completely different from Amazon. I love my wife, Huey. Becky, her name was. She was a doll. She made you believe in things. I know which one it was done it to her. And I'm going to fucking have him for it. Who? One of the big boys. Do you know the Supes have a casualty allowance? Casualty allowance is a limit set for police tactical units when they're rescuing hostages. You lose less than 20% of the bods you're there for, say, and you're reckoned to have done all right. Nobody's going to lose their job over it. Except for Supes, it's set at 60%. Now, why do you suppose that is? Well, go on, have a guess, because they're not very good at it. In one, they're not trained. They're just a load of amateurs decided they were going to do this. They haven't been licensed, they haven't been authorized. Why is that, do you think? Why would the cops in the White House and even the fucking military just sit back and let these cunts get on with it? They're scared of them. And that's where we come in. I won't bullshit you, Huey. This wouldn't have been the last time you'd have to top someone. It's big boys' rules now. All the nice guy stuff you get to do because you got a choice, that all goes out the window if you want to win. You saw Vic the Veep at the funeral today, yeah? Aye. See, it used to be a fuck sight simpler, mate. The Supes are backed by the big corporations and we keep an eye on them for the government. That hasn't changed. But now the lines are blurred. Dakota Bob hates Supes. He knows how dangerous they are. But Vic the Veep, he's a Vought American man, through and through. He used to run the fucking place. They're the ones that got him on the ticket in 2000. And what that means, my son, is we are one bad day away from a Supe-friendly president in the Oval Office. And this is why you think I should stay? I think you should stay because you're good at it. You like it. You got a score to settle. So you want it. All that, and I always wanted a little brother. How's the hamster, by the way? A very exciting day, yes, Fletcher, because today marks the first public appearance of our newest member, Starlight. Ah, will she be standing in for the lamplighter during his absence? That's correct, Mark. Starlight is the lamplighter's replacement in the 7th. Starlight? Yes. Would you like to give us a better look at you? Sure. Starlight recently left a teenage group, Young Americans, to join the 7. We're delighted to have her aboard and are all looking forward to working with her. Nice rack. Cess Ray. BSN, Starlight 7's new hero. Well, Homelander, thanks for inviting us aboard today. It's always great spending time with the world's favorite superheroes. Thank you, Scott. It's been our pleasure. For us, duty calls, but let me just take a moment to remind the people at home that we're still watching out for them. That's our job. That's what we do. And should the worst ever happen, please just remember, we'll be there for you. Well, there go the 7. Off to make the world safe for white people again. Heard that. I don't know, though. I mean, this is going to sound a little weird coming from me. But you ever think a couple of them might have their hearts in the right place? Like there might be one or two good Supes out there? Heh. Well, if there are, fuck them. All right. That's it. It's the end of the first volume, guys. Much different than Amazon. Butcher. Originally conceived as Savage, Garth later changed the name to Butcher. I had a hard time wrapping my head around a character as brutal as Butcher without imagining another version of Nick Fury or Frank Castle. I entertained signature cigars and requisite stubble on his iron jaw, but other than a gleeful smile, I wasn't seeing the character as Garth wanted him. Only until Garth described Billy Butcher as having a dark, cruel smile of malicious intent, that got me to sit down and draw Butcher's face over and over until I got it right. Wee Huey was inspired by an old friend of Garth's. Garth emphasized it was important to capture an innocent but tough determination in Huey. Two things that seemed to contradict each other, and somehow in early sketches he kept looking too old. When I saw Simon Pegg in space, I thought he captured that balance perfectly, and Sean nailed that home. I never thought the reference would get so much attention, but I was thrilled when Simon contacted me and showed us such support. Wee Huey has become my favorite character in the book to draw, since that balance in his nature is always a challenge, and when I feel I get it, I have the most satisfaction accomplishing that. The female. The point was to make her small and insane. In the years leading up to actually having scripts to see these characters in action, I didn't fully realize what Garth was going for, and I think my instinct was to go for a sexy, like a Kill Bill Tarantino-esque character. In a later sketch, I tried making her Japanese, and that's when the character came to life for me. When I suggested the change in nationality to Garth, he lit up and embraced the idea. I can't wait for the origin story, he said, the change inspired. Wow. Mother's Milk. MM was my first real contribution to the boys when Garth first mentioned the book to me back in 2002. I can't say too much or I'll blow the surprise, but Garth applied an idea to this character that I suggest him will eventually reveal. We originally saw him as bald and smooth, but when I drew up the final design piece, Garth asked for a beard and tight afro at the last minute. The Frenchman, the earliest character I played with when sketching. I imagine him in action from the beginning, rolling off of Transmetropolitan. It is important not to make him too much like Spider Jerusalem, since he's skinny, bald, smokes, and has goggles on all the time. Right, and that looks just like Spider almost. Garth wanted Frenchman's genial nature to be a strong contrast to the psychopath he becomes when pissed off. Where I saw him as aloof, Garth sees him as shy, friendly, and unassuming. I felt it was important at first to give the boy some sort of logo or symbol. I imagine them having their place in the superhero world and becoming more public figures. I designed a symbol for their coats and little collars for what I thought would be super suits beneath a la the Challengers of the Unknown or Fantastic Four. The key to the boys is how otherwise normal they look aside from their signature boots and trench coats. Less is more. There you go! Seven, eight, and nine. We've only just begun. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is gonna hurt. In a world where costume heroes soar through the sky and mass vigilantes prowl the night, someone's gonna make sure the soups don't get out of line, and someone will. Billy Butcher, Lee Huey, Mother's Milk, the Frenchman, and the female are all the boys. CIA-backed team of very dangerous people. Each one dedicated to the struggle against the most dangerous force on Earth, superpower. Some superheroes have to be watched, some have to be controlled, and some of them sometimes need to be taken out of the picture. That's when you call in the boys. There you go. Now, rated M, so it won't be on YouTube. But, my MGTOW.TV and BitChute viewers, you're getting the second part tomorrow. Well, yeah, it'll be tomorrow when you see it, because that's how I've got this shit set to upload. So yeah, we're going to do about 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Maybe we'll do it like that. So I figured let's do them all. Let's just do them all. I mean, Boys is very popular. It's a good series. We're already doing Transmetropolitan. And yes, we'll do some Transmetropolitan as well. But I figured I could just knock them out. Let's go ahead and give you 5 issues of the Boys. Read fast farther than I have, so it'll be new to me, and really enjoy this whole crazy mythos that Garth Ennis and Derek Robertson have made. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Comic Corner with the boys, and we'll be back with more boys.